Sometimes it's prayer for somebody to be healed, and you cooperate with what God wants done. That's how it works.
That's David Chotka on the power of prayer. Today, on Making Your Life Count, David talks about the joy of following Jesus and being a part of his kingdom.
The kingdom of God is not about what kind of food you eat. It's about righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. And so you know you're in the Lord not on the basis of how you celebrate the Sabbath. You know you're in the Lord if your walk with Jesus is sweet. That's righteousness. If you experience internal serenity, that's peace. And if you experience internal celebration despite external circumstance, that's joy. When all three of them merge together inside the believer while they are praying for another, that's a signal that God wants you to pray for them. And every church knows this. Everybody's got a praying grandmother in some church. And she's hiding in the prayer closet and she's weeping for her grandchildren. And she's crying out for the pastor, and she's crying out for the church, and she's crying out for the town. And we need more of those praying grandmothers. They know what it is to feel their praying. And when the Holy Spirit prays through us with groanings that are too deep for words, the Spirit of the Lord prays through us and reshapes creation.
There is power when you continue in prayer, regardless of the situation.
That's how we are to respond to that. And sometimes it's prayer for salvation. And sometimes it's prayer for life situation to be transformed. Sometimes it's prayer for somebody to be healed, and you cooperate with what God wants done. That's how it works.
If you would like to learn more about the power of prayer, go to cru.org and click the Learn link.